I don't even work at a parish and I have 1,000 questions because I'm a parishioner. I imagine you have questions too. But we are behind on our schedule and I know you're hungry and I know y'all want to win that prize. But let's just take the time to take a couple really pressing questions. You cannot wait. Ileana and Claudia are going to hang around all day and you can find them to ask individual questions. There's somebody in the back with a question.
Is the Lectio Divina, how is it selected?
The pastor selects it with the teaching.
So the reason the pastor has to be on board in this is he's potentially more work for the pastor.
No.
No, I'm glad you went there. I'm glad you went there. When I was speaking, I thought, and I said, and the pastor, and the pastor, and the pastor. We get this all the time. Actually, we realize pastors are overwhelmed. They have a lot to do. But remember that part when we said that having leaders who are formed and forming disciples actually takes the load off, because then those leaders become ambassadors for the priests who can't be everywhere. And it really does work. We take on that pastoral role and you're not even realizing. As you grow as lay, you're taking on some of the things that the pastor would have to go and attend to. Because number one, that baby shower, the group gets together. If somebody's in the hospital, the cell group members or the small group members are the first ones to the hospital. And all we do is report, Father Mike, we went to see so-and-so. You see? So that's how it's not more work. You have to take that leap of faith as a pastor and know that the workload will get less.
Hi. I had a question about, you said these small groups are not a rosary group, and you emphasized that. In most parishes, you end up having many groups like that who consider themselves small groups, like a Divine Mercy Cynical, a rosary group, this or that. So can you kind of expound upon the fact that it's not a rosary group and why not?
Okay, since I said it, I'll take that. No, rosary groups are wonderful. And if you have rosary groups in your parish, which we do, we have several. But the recipe for a small evangelizing group is one that focuses on evangelizing. And the recipe of 30 years or more really works. If you work that agenda, the moments of the cell meeting, you'll see that you're growing disciples. It's an hour and a half, you know, in the evenings usually, or morning cells. So you can do rosary outside of your cell group. They're wonderful. But in the cell group, you're focused on those items that we went over.
We only have time for one more in the back.
This is a quick question. What's the normal size of a small group at your parish, and when is a group too big?
And can I tack on another piece of that? Are they gender specific usually?
Oh,
it's my turn. Groups typically start with anywhere from 4 or 5 people up to 12. When people are coming regularly at a number of 12 or 13 or 14, it's time to multiply. And so when the group has matured to that point, they multiply, and that is a visible celebration at the Mass when there's a multiplication of a cell group. And the second question,
gender.
We have all kinds. We have families, we have youth, we have men, we have ladies, we have men's and ladies' groups that are separate so that the mothers can go to the ladies' group while the fathers babysit and vice versa. We have young adults, we have seniors, we have nurses, we have law enforcement. So it can take any form of the group as long as they're following the moments of the small group.
Okay, so we could probably keep them here for a half hour, but then you'd starve and you'd go out and eat snow, so that's not going to happen. Thank you so much, everybody. Let's show our appreciation.
Thank you.